You know, honey.
Yeah?
I think we should invest this money in Third Airport bonds.
Good idea. Oh, I'll get that. Who is it?
Anthony Potashnik.
Come on in.
Hi. I'm with the Department of Streets and Sanitation.
Hi, we're the Johnsons.
Oh, hey, listen, we'd like to apologize for all those potholes in front of your house there. And I hope we didn't wake you up too early this morning. We don't like to start the jackhammers before noon. It was a special occasion. I'm very sorry.
Oh, excuse me. Hello? Honey, it's the mayor.
What?
Oh, yes. We are very glad to be living in Chicago now, thank you. Oh, we know the city works for us. In fact, Mr. Potashnik is here explaining about the mess outside on the road. Yes, Anthony Potashnik. The mayor says you threw mattresses in the river.
Well, I don't like to brag, but... ma'am, would you mind telling the mayor we started a little late today, so we'll be going overtime.
Oh. Did you hear that, Mr. Mayor? Oh, he says that's fine with him.
Oh, tell him it's on the house. Don't mind.
Oh, for free. All right. Well, listen, Mayor Daley. Okay, Richie. If you're ever in our neighborhood, we'd be honored to have you for dinner. Bring the whole family. Well, it was nice talking to you. Bye-bye.
Wow.
What a nice man, and so articulate.
Yeah.
Well, I better get on those potholes, so I'll be leaving now.
Well, Mr. Potashnik, the same goes for you. If you feel like dinner, please drop by.
Oh, thanks. My wife just threw me out of the house.
Great. See you later.
Oh, honey, you were right. I feel so much better.
Well, I told you, honey, it just takes a little time before you feel safe and secure and...
Oh, my God, don't hurt
us!
No, don't hurt us!
Up against the wall, I've got a gun, I'm a desperate man. Give me all your money.
Help!
Don't try anything.
Help!
Oh, thank God you're here, Officer Thomas.
Well, a disillusioned inner-city youth. Don't worry, folks. This is just a temporary symptom of our city emerging into a more satisfying ethnic diversity. I'll handle this.
Don't come near me, I'll shoot.
Don't shoot with your gun, son. Come and shoot baskets with me at the PAL program. At the YMCA, come on. There's no such thing as a bad boy.
Gee, officer, maybe you're right.
Give me the gun.
Only if I can have a hug.
Oh, isn't that nice? Hi! Oh, Miss Ollie and Mr. Potashnik.
Gosh, I'm hungry.
And I've worked up quite an appetite myself.
Oh, would you all like to stay for dinner?
I don't know. I've got a gang meeting to go to. Oh, what the hell?
Gee, we'd love to have you all, but I hope we have enough.
Well, I've got a roast in my purse.
Oh! Good evening. Good evening, and welcome to An Evening with Second City. You know, by the time this program airs, we'll be coming up on Memorial Day, and I'm pretty excited about that because that's like my favorite holiday. I remember when I was a kid, we used to get up real early in the morning because we just didn't want to miss any part of the day. And we'd go downtown, and we'd see the parade, and people would be drinking green beer, and then my mother would make the best corned beef and cabbage. And I remember one year my dad dressed up like a little leprechaun.
Marcia.
Well, you know, then he'd go prancing all around.
Marcia, excuse me.
What?
That's St. Patrick's
Day. Oh, Paul DiNello, ladies and gentlemen, Paul DiNello.
Marcia, I
yes.
believe we were talking about Memorial Day. That's St. Patrick's Day you were referring to.
What?
That was St. Patrick's Day. Memorial Day.
Oh, right. I'm so sorry. Memorial Day. Yeah, okay. Memorial. We used to get up really early in the morning because we didn't want to miss any part of the day. And we'd put on scary costumes and we'd go door to door and get candy and stuff. And then we'd take it home and Mom and Dad would sift through it. I remember this one time my sister bit off a caramel and
Marcia.
This pin stuck right into it.
Marcia.
What, Paul?
That's Halloween.
Uh-huh.
Memorial Day.
Okay. We get up real early in the morning because we didn't want to miss any of the day, and my brother would shoot my dad in the head, and he'd hide out in the barn, and then we'd try to flush him out with a